Hello again, this is Fred Freeman with a Patriot Reflection. This Patriot Reflection is sponsored by Joshua's Warriors, a Christ-centered men's organization whose mission is to proclaim Christ as the answer for life and to restore, preserve, and protect the God-given rights and freedoms endowed in the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. And now, your Patriot Reflection. My friends, there's a lot to be said about the role of strong self-government as opposed to be a domineering, top-heavy national government that wants to control everything. The problem with that kind of controlling government is that it limits the freedoms of the states, places unfair and unrealistic burdens on them, and actually places them in the role of servitude. Thomas Jefferson probably said it better than anyone when he wrote, "The way to have good and safe government is not to trust it all to one, but to divide it among the many, distributing to everyone exactly the functions he is competent to perform. Let the national government be entrusted with the defense of the nation and its foreign and federal relations, with the state governments, with the civil rights, laws, and police administration, what concerns the state generally." James Madison said it more clearly. "The powers delegated by the Constitution to the federal government are few and defined. They shall be focused primarily on external objects such as war, peace, negotiation, and foreign commerce. The states will have the power to control the course of affairs concerning the lives, liberties, and properties of the people and the internal order, improvement, and prosperity of the state." Great American historian John Fisk captured it well when he said, "If the day should ever arrive, and God forbid, when the people of the various states shall allow their local affairs to be administered by prefects sent from Washington, on that day the political career of the American people will have been robbed of its most interesting and valuable features, and the usefulness of this nation will be lamentably impaired." Listeners, I believe we are dangerously close to this prophecy. Until next time, this is Fred Freeman for Joshua's Warriors. Please visit us on our website at joshuaswarriors.org.